SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, US President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reach an in-principle deal to raise the federal government's debt ceiling. Turkish voters prepare for a historic presidential runoff. And in sport, Sam Kerr secures a fourth consecutive Women's Super League title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. US President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an in-principle deal to raise the federal government's debt ceiling and avoid a default. US media reports negotiations will continue throughout the night to finalize a bill. The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen earlier warned the country would run out of money if a deal was not reached by June the 5th, the results of which could have upended the US economy and have potentially catastrophic consequences for global markets. Earlier in the day, Mr. Biden and Speaker McCarthy held a 90-minute phone call to discuss the deal. Mr. McCarthy says he's very patient.
We have to curb inflation. We've got to make us less dependent upon China. I've laid out the framework. There will be no new taxes. The president stated he wanted more taxes. He wanted new programs. That's not going to happen. So we really made it focused on how can we curb the debt and make a trajectory that we're in a better place at the end of the day.
The Australian Federal Police have arrested a man in Sydney Airport for allegedly orchestrating one of Australia's biggest heroin hauls. Nearly 350 kilograms were imported to Australia in December 2020. Guy Habcook faces a maximum penalty of life in prison if found guilty. The 35-year-old had been living and working in Turkey before being picked up by local police. The fate of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's time in office hangs in the balance as voters prepare for a historic presidential runoff. Both President Erdogan and the opposition leader have been making their final election bids. The president, who is the favourite to win, has led Turkey for 20 years. The opposition leader has vowed to send Syrian refugees back to their home country if elected. Around 3.4 million Syrians have lived in Turkey since fleeing the civil war in 2012, but the country's economic problems have intensified a growing wave of hostility that has carried over into the presidential election. The opposition leader says this reality will change if he comes into power.
Erdogan, you did not protect the borders of the country. You did not protect your honor. You have deliberately brought more than 10 million refugees here. And if that wasn't enough, you sold the citizenship of the Republic of Turkey to get foreigners' vote. You made your own citizens refugees. I am declaring from here that I will send all refugees to their homes as soon as I come to power.
At least 11 people from a nomadic tribe in Pakistan have died following an avalanche in the country's north. The group were crossing through an area in the Shanta Pass with a herd of goats when the snow struck. Among the dead include a 4-year-old boy. A further 25 people were injured and a rescue operation is currently underway. Mohammed Kishiro is a local volunteer and says it's a challenging operation.
We have enough people who are searching for them. There are enough people out there. It is snowing now. People face great difficulties. So far, 9 bodies have been recovered and 4 others were injured.
A Queensland government study into vapes has found e-cigarette products available from state retailers have been found to contain chemicals, including nicotine, arsenic, and lead. Queensland's Health and Environment Committee tested the chemical composition of 17 e-liquids available from retailers in the state. All samples contained toxic heavy metals, including arsenic, lead, mercury, and nickel. And in sport, Sam Kerr has secured a consecutive Women's Super League title with Chelsea's 3-0 win over Reading. The 29-year-old back-to-back Footballer of the Year scored 2 goals during the match. The Blues finished on 58 points from 22 games, 2 ahead of runners-up Manchester United, who beat Liverpool 1-0, and 11 ahead of Arsenal, who finished 3rd in the final Champions League spot. There's now less than 2 months until Australia plays its first match in the Women's World Cup. And Kerr, who is captain for the Matildas, has been talking about the pressure they're under to perform.
It's nice pressure. I think pressure is a privilege, and I think that we're trying to enjoy it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, opportunity to play a World Cup on home soil, and we're hoping that we can inspire the nation and change the way women's football is seen all around the world. We have a legend herself, Kathy Freeman, that all of us girls look up to and, you know, did this exact thing 20 years ago. So hopefully in 20 years' time, people are talking about the Matildas and what we did.
I'm Kira Hayne. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.